Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth. She's Allison. He's JP. We are having a Wednesday, and Allison is laughing. We're all laughing. Our listeners, y'all are very funny and astute.
Apparently, I said line of secession. Like we're all going to succeed, which I mean...
Or secede.
What did I say?
Succeed.
Oh, okay. Well, we need a line of succession.
Succession.
Succession. Yes.
Not to secede, but to succeed. And continue. Okay. It's not that funny. I don't know why it's funny. Anyway, we're not seceding, Brad. I'm sorry.
No.
We're just trying to say that the Epstein files may take everybody out. That's all I was trying to say.
It's true.
I don't know what sequitur means either, so let's just move on.
Or non sequitur, for that matter.
I mean, put that non in front of it, and I'm really confused.
I'm sorry.
I do have some hot flash news, though, which actually is kind of hot in here. Is anybody else hot?
It's cold.
I'm kind of indifferent.
Caleb with the case.
Definitely. Leslie. Okay, Leslie.
I'm going to try and be less Leslie-ish. I'm going to be very serious.
All right.
I'm going to cut your mic off if you giggle one more time.
Hey, you better keep me in line. Let me put my glasses on.
She's getting serious, everybody. Prepare yourself for some hot flash news. JP?
Yeah. Is it sound effect time?
It's time.
Excuse me.
It does not help me be serious.
And the reason we play that, Allison said often, is because that's what a hot flash feels like.
Yeah.
Which, if I'm having one right now, that might be it.
All right, I'll bump the air down.
Yeah, I think it's just hot in here. Okay, here we go. Apparently, very recently, the Supreme Court gave President Trump sweeping wartime authority under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act. This is not funny. That means Trinidad-Agrawa.
Aragua.
Allison. The Agua guys can now officially be labeled an invasion force.
Okay.
Really?
That's kind of a big deal.
It was a
5-4 decision.
Wait.
I don't know.
So the Supreme Court ruled on this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When?
Today.
Okay, that's great news.
That is actually because.
So they can be rounded up and sent back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To where they from came.
Yeah.
That.
Well, I'm trying to remember the reasoning why they were saying, because I guess they were trying to say that Trinidad-Aragua is not a nation, therefore not an invading force, therefore hasn't declared war on us. But that line of thinking is just ridiculous. Because Trinidad-Aragua not only has connections to President Maduro, allegedly, the Trump administration was saying, but now hopefully this can, you know, give way to the boat strikes to continue. Mm-hmm. So yeah, could be a big win.
And I don't understand when we see Trinidad-Aragua doing what they're doing.
It's difficult.
Aragua.
Oh.
Doing what they're doing.
Show off.
Well, you know, it's like those people when they're on the news and they're like, my name is
Inigo Montoya.
Galas. Oh, yes. Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Do you know that movie?
Oh, he doesn't know Princess Bride. Oh, we have so much to go over, JP.
I may do. I couldn't tell you, but I think I may have seen.
Wesley.
No, I don't know that, okay.
My twelve. So
Malwage.
We get on. Okay, so here's the deal with Trinidad-Aragua. We saw them in Colorado taking over an apartment complex. Are you telling me that because they're violent in certain communities, and their war is the kind that is snorted and shot up into your veins, that doesn't count as a war? Because it's taking the equal amount of people out because of what they're doing and what they've brought into the country. That doesn't count? Are you telling me we shouldn't do boat strikes? Stop.
And it's so naive because, like, well, Trinidad-Aragua is not a formal nation, and that formal nation, Venezuela, did not technically declare war. It's like... Yeah, Trinidad-Aragua is literally a military, paramilitary force. And they're coming and bringing their drugs, killing America. Like, so I'm glad that they did rule in that way. I had a feeling they would, but 5-4 is still a little closer. I wonder who was the one allegedly conservative judge that dissented. I wonder.
I was going to ask Roberts. You to look that up.
Let's I'm see. Saying Roberts.
It probably was Roberts.
No, it was the biscuit woman.
It was Amy Coney Barrett.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Okay.
All right.
But it is called the 1798 Alien Enemies Act. It doesn't say alien country. It's enemies. And I would declare them an enemy of the American people.
Absolutely.
I haven't read the act itself, but it seems pretty common sense.
Also, while I'm reading this, another big part of it is the due process that they were wanting to give to Trinidad Aragua gang members. This not only so there's the aspect of what? You know strikes in the sea, but now if they can say yes, this does fall in line with the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, then Trinidad Aragua members do not necessarily need due process before being deported. So hopefully those mass deportations.
Could you remind me why we give anybody who's here illegally due process?
I couldn't tell you.
That's like, hey, you came in and tried to kill my family. You broke into my home and you robbed me. But let's pause for a minute and just talk it through.
Yes.
I just want to hear your side. What's wrong with people?
I can't find the ruling of who dissented. Anyways, I think we're good to continue. Hot Flash News.
Female reporter who slammed Hollywood for thinking female reporters sleep with sources. Accused of sleeping with sources.
Sorry.
I mean, I can swipe left or right, but I think that pretty much explains it.
I'll tell you somebody who swiped right.
Jeffrey that or girl. Corey Mills?
That lady.
She...
See what it did there?
That was good.
Ew.
I'm just going to move on. Experts say parents should ask babies for what?
I don't even know. But we're talking about babies. They can't talk.
Experts say babies should ask... Wait. Experts say parents should ask babies for consent before...
Changing them.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
I'd like to go home now.
Can the baby give consent to be changed?
I don't think you can give consent until you're like 16 or 18. What world are we living in? Drenched diapers are no longer messes that need to be ripped off a baby's bottom post-haste, according to the new advice by early childhood development researchers in Australia. Instead, the experts encourage moms and dads to request an infant's consent. You read that correctly. Before changing their diaper. At the start of a nappy change, ensure your child knows what is happening. Get down on their level and say, you need a nappy change. And then pause so they can take it in.
We deserve whatever we get.
Like, Lord Jesus, just come back right now.
That was fitting to do that in a British accent, by the way.
Well, done. I was trying to go for Australian because...
You're nappy.
You're crikey.
That was good.
Thank you.
Along those same lines,
yes, ma'am.
In case you were wondering, a new California community requires residents to sign what? Y'all guess. Okay, it's a pledge.
They're in a community. They're signing a pledge.
Yes, what kind of pledge?
And they're in California, so they've lost their mind. They have to sign a pledge not to misgender anybody.
Oh, that's a really good guess. That's wrong, but it's good.
Is it along that same line?
It's equally as ridiculous.
Because I was going to say a pledge everybody had to drive like electric vehicles or something.
A kindness pledge.
Okay.
If you're not nice, you shouldn't live here. This is the kindest neighborhood in America. Golly gee. Y'all, we have moved into the realm of the ridiculous. Like, before you move there, you have to sign a kindness pledge.
And I guarantee you the HOA lady, Karen, who's making everybody sign a kindness pledge is probably not very kind. I'm just going to go on a limb there, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's probably a very good guess.
She's probably very militant about her kindness pledge.
But if she's in California, what's her name going to be? Because you can't just have a typical Karen in California. They have all the kind of dude.
It's got to be a hyphenated name.
Yeah. So what's her name that's going around making sure, hey, you guys, sign the kindness check.
Tammy.
I was going with Debbie.
I was Skylar.
Oh, that's very grunge and granola.
Yeah, like Skylar. Root.
Nathaniel in Huntsville says Sharon.
Sharon.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one, too.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good. All right. One more. Actually, two more.
Okay.
The U.S. moves to declare the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist group.
Okay.
That's just like Texas. That would be really good if we can do that.
That would be good.
I hope we will.
And that keeps them from buying public property and operating in any capacity.
Absolutely.
I don't think it ever happens, but maybe.
It's worth a shot.
I mean, apparently Marco Rubio is floating this out there.
Okay.
Along the same lines, Trump is reinstating public charge rules that deny visas to anybody who has ever gone on welfare, been institutionalized, or is a drug addict or mental case. This is decades overdue. My question is, why is anyone that is on a visa, here on a visa, on welfare to start with?
Well, think about, we need to look up the numbers in the break, because I know that we've talked about this a little bit before, but the amount of money that's going, like the RAISE Act for ESL students, would probably blow our minds. It is long overdue, but what in the world? Why are you getting this in the first place? And why did this take so long?
What are the different types of visas?
There's a student visa.
Okay.
There's the work visa.
Okay.
And then there's other visas that they would give, for example, and I don't know if this is a different kind, like we talked about last week, the medical student visa.
Is there a visa that says...
So H-1B.
It's a welfare visa, so you can come here and be on welfare?
No, but they get it. They're taking care of everybody else but us.
The 40% of rent-controlled apartments in New York City going to illegals or foreigners.
Yeah.
It's along the same lines. It's crazy. By the way, can I add one more hot flash news story?
Yeah.
Because I saw it yesterday and I thought it was really funny. Huh. Apparently there's a trend going on of parents door dashing their kids' school lunch.
I'd heard about that.
That's
door dashing your kids' lunch.
That is so funny in my opinion. Like, I can just imagine like the flood of DoorDashers going into a school. Like, where's Jimmy? Where's Tommy? Your mom sent this to you. Like, it's sending them like Chick-fil-A or Taco Bell or something. But also, that is so bad. Like,
so bad.
Awful but for you.
That's like, what happened to just the rectangle pizza and some corn? Is that not okay anymore?
I don't know.
Michelle Obama took that away.
She did.
That during her era was disgusting.
That is actually what radicalized me to be a Republican for life. When I was in like, it was 2008. So I was in early elementary school and I remember the Pizza Fridays at school went bye-bye. And I went home and asked my mom, why is there no more Pizza Fridays? And she was like, well, there was a new president elected and the first lady thinks that you guys need to eat healthier lunches. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Seriously? And Republican for life after that. That radicalized me. The school lunch is being taken.
Oh, I do remember that because I had kids that would come home and say, for the 1 year that they were there, I'm hungry. And they said I was taller than the other kids, so I didn't need as much. Oh, it really happened. And I'm like, I will be making your lunch. They have no right. Yeah, I pay my taxes and you should feed my children that nasty food. And then, of course, they have
Italian Dunkers now.
Oh, look how sweet.
They're really good.
Are they?
Yeah. It's the only day I would go have lunch with my kids
at school. Is that chicken or is that a mozzarella
stick?
No.
It's like bread with mozzarella on top. It's really good.
Cool.
Shane says they're immigrant visas, but I don't know if that means you get to come here and get on welfare.
Yeah.
All right. We will be back in just a minute. And then at the 4 o'clock hour, we've got Chairman John Wall joining us. It's going to be a really good interview, so stick around. We'll be right back.